eyes, O Lord, save me, my God, deliver.
Welcome to The Firmly Planted Tree, a podcast dedicated to the reading of the Psalms for strength in our daily walk and to delight in the law of the Lord. I'm Joey Hawkins, and like the tree planted by the waters, may God's word establish you in righteousness.
The Lord alone deliverance sends, no other source of help have we.
Psalm 38, a psalm of David, in remembrance concerning the Sabbath. O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, nor chasten me in thine wrath. For thine arrows are fastened in me, and thou hast laid thy hand heavily upon me. There is no healing in my flesh in the face of thy wrath, and there is no peace in my bones in the face of my sins. For mine iniquities are risen higher than my head, as a burden they have pressed heavily upon me. My bruises are become noisome and corrupt in the face of my folly. I have become wretched and utterly bowed down until the end. All the day long I went with downcast face. For my loins are filled with mockings, and there is no healing in my flesh. I am afflicted and humbled exceedingly. I have roared from the groaning of my heart. O Lord, before thee is all my desire, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart is troubled, my strength hath failed me, and the light of mine eyes, even this, is not with me. My friends and my neighbors drew nigh over against me and stood, and my nearest of kin stood afar off. And they that sought after my soul used violence, and they that sought evils for me spake vain things, and craftiness all the day long did they meditate. But as for me, like a deaf man, I heard them not, and was as a speechless man that openeth not his mouth. And I became as a man that heareth not, and that hath in his mouth no reproofs. For in thee have I hoped, O Lord, thou wilt hearken unto me, O Lord my God. For I said, let never mine enemies rejoice over me. Yea, when my feet were shaken, those men spake boastful words against me. For I am ready for scourges, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity, and I will take heed concerning my sin. But mine enemies live and are made stronger than I, and they that hated me unjustly are multiplied. They that render me evil for good slandered me, because I pursued goodness. Forsake me not, O Lord my God. Depart not from me. Be attentive unto my help, O Lord of my salvation. Psalm 38 is an interesting one. First, that term that it is a psalm of David, and in remembrance is this translation. I'm reading from a translation from the Septuagint that is done by the Holy Trinity, Transfiguration Monastery that's about, I believe it was done in 2010. And it says in there that in remembrance concerning the Sabbath, in the ESV it says the note concerning the psalm is that it is a memorial offering. And what a memorial offering. What a thing to remember on the Sabbath day. And yet, is this not something that we have to do at times? It's interesting how these psalms will speak to different moments in your life. I preached yesterday to our congregation on David and his mighty men, and the strength of David and his mighty men, and the strength that glorifies God through even what we saw with his apostles and the suffering they endured through Christ and what he endured on the cross. There is strength there that endures suffering and difficulty and hardships. But so often in those sufferings and in those difficulties and those hardships, we rarely feel magnanimous, or that somehow we are influencing things around us or the course of history by the sufferings we're going through. Rather, we feel instead the sting of Psalm 38. Psalm 38 is a penitential psalm in the sense that it is reflecting on sin and beseeching God that he would remove the suffering. And this, unlike the previous psalms of penitence that we've faced thus far, does mention that there is sin that is involved here. In the verses it says that mine iniquities are higher than my head, as a heavy burden they have pressed heavily upon me. That it recognizes and David is recognizing this connection between his current circumstances and his own sin. Although the way we would understand this is not necessarily that there was blatant sin, but this idea that he's got in deeper than he can handle, that it's pressed down upon him, and over time he's not realized the weight to which he's added. And so we look at something like this and we think, is suffering connected to sin and our own sinfulness, or does it have nothing to do with that? And as I often preach about this, when we look at anything that talks about sin and suffering, and it's a cause of sin entering the world from Adam and Eve from the beginning, and we are in this tangled mess that we cannot sort and cannot pull apart, a rope of just inestimable length that we cannot untangle from a giant coil. Sin has so disordered and so corrupted a creation that outside of the grace and mercy of God, we certainly cannot handle it. And yet at the same time, we look at something like this and we go, is my own suffering and sin in this instance because, or my own suffering, I should say, a cause of my own sin in this instance, or is it totally unrelated? And the answer is rarely known one way or the other. We see this belief going into the New Testament and Jesus challenging it when it comes to the man who was born blind, when Jesus says that he was not born blind as a result of his family's sin, but so that God may be glorified and so that Christ would heal him and perform that miracle. But we would be foolish to say it's one or the other and not recognize that it's both. If this is the memorial offering that we must offer at times, is it not fitting to reflect on the ways that we have fallen short and the ways that we need to repent and seek God in those moments? You know, the church I'm a part of and have been a part of my whole life as growing up in the Churches of Christ and Christian churches, we practice the weekly practice of communion. And again, there are many different Protestant churches or more in the Protestant tradition, although many in the Christian churches and Churches of Christ bristle at that. But many who do not practice weekly communion, and it's a habit of our church to do that. And even as I read this psalm, it struck me as fitting to many of the communion meditations I heard growing up. That the time where we would take communion, we would reflect on Paul's exhortation to the Corinthian church to take this in a manner that is pleasing to the Lord. And so it was at that moment that you were to reflect on, in many ways, your sins and the things that over this last week, the ways that you had fallen short, the ways that you had gotten in over your head, or the ways that the burden had continually built to where you could not carry it. And so this psalm is fitting for me. It just brings to mind those pictures of my childhood. And the church and our churches as a whole has moved away from just laying that burden or trying to somehow convict you or put on a hellfire and brimstone type of a presentation there. And yet at the same time, is it not fitting in a moment for us where we need to many times reflect on the ways that we have fallen short? Now that I have children, it's often a little bit more chaotic when I take communion with kids running everywhere and the potential to spill grape juice much higher. But this psalm really just struck me as a fitting psalm to consider that even in the moments where we have great strength, yes, the great strength comes and we have those times, but weakness can literally come the next day. Suffering and wounds, as David describes here, that become noisome in this translation, but that corrupt and become sick, we fall apart, suffering happens. And yet we can appeal to God, we can reflect on our sins, and the Lord is gracious to us. And when we turn to Him in repentance, He never turns us away. A truly repentant and penitent heart, He does not refuse. So I pray that Psalm 38 here is an encouragement to you. I don't know what you're going through right now. Certainly, for me, this has been a busy season and a busy week. In many ways, the Lord has provided great strength for this season. I imagine I'll want to reflect in a week or two when I'm exhausted and read Psalm 38 and reflect on a repentant and penitent heart. I pray that you have a blessed week, and may God plant you like the firm tree by streams of righteousness and peace. Thank you for listening. Find us online under The Firmly Planted Tree, where we can further continue our discussion. And please consider sharing this podcast and leaving a review. And may the word of Christ dwell in you richly. A joyful noise to make. Oh, come with thanks His presence to
with joyful songs.